WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 45 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The roots of College Station, a railroad station for those attending and working at Texas A&M, may be part of the city's future. Mayor Carl Mooney on WTAW's The Infomaniacs is investigating the possibility of creating light rail service as a way of reducing street traffic generated by students.
And just so happens that over the holidays, my daughter is going to be going to graduate school up at Colorado State. The university and public business, as well as the city, got together and developed a light rail system that runs up and down. And the policy that they have there is that unless a student lives on campus, that student doesn't get an on-campus parking pass.
Mooney also wants to visit with other universities to learn what they're doing to reduce street traffic. The local Macy's store survives another round of closures. The department store chain announced yesterday 63 stores out of 730 will be closed this spring, and two more will be closed by the middle of the year. More than 6,000 jobs are affected. Three other stores closed last year, and 32 more will shut down at a time yet to be determined. Eight stores in Texas will close, including two in Houston at Greens Point and West Oaks Mall. This is part of Macy's announcement last August that 100 stores would close as part of a restructuring. Bryan police make two arrests following separate reports of gunfire where no one was hurt.
One incident involves the sixth arrest of a 19-year-old Bryan man since last April. It's after a resident of four plexes behind the Westgate Center off Welburn Road reported someone kicking in their neighbor's door. Then they heard a gunshot. According to the arrest report, officers chased a suspect through three apartment complexes and crossed Welburn Road where his pants got stuck in a briar patch near the railroad tracks. Dequandis Blue was arrested for evading arrest with prior convictions. The occupant of the fourplex where the door was kicked in did not want to press charges. Investigators obtained a search warrant and recovered from that unit an undisclosed number of firearms and an undisclosed amount of narcotics. No arrests were made following the search. In an unrelated incident, the 36th arrest of a Bryan man since 1987 followed gunfire near his West Bryan home. 46-year-old Gary Stewart was arrested for public intoxication, unlawful possession of a weapon by a felon, throwing his handgun over a neighbor's fence, and evading arrest with prior convictions. Stewart denied having a gun or firing it. According to the arrest report, Stewart was released from prison last September on parole for felony stalking and manufacture and delivery of controlled substances. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
For more than 60 years, the Texas Association of Broadcasters has never had someone chair the organization's board of directors more than once. Until this year, Bryan Broadcasting Vice President and General Manager Ben Downs, who held that role in 2003, is again leading the board.
I've been in radio since I was 14 years old, and I love being involved doing this with broadcasters. I've stayed involved at the state level and the national level, and I've enjoyed every minute of it.
He will lead a 40-member board that represents the interests of the state's more than 1,200 over-the-air radio and television stations. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 45 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, everybody in the Brazos Valley. Sovac City has moved. We're in our new Sovac City Superstore. Sovac City Superstore is located between Deacon and Rock Prairie on the feeder road, next to the Howard Johnson Motel. Sovac City Superstore is larger than ever. We have over 50 sewing machines, over 50 vacuum cleaners, bags, belts, filters. We have it all. Sovac City, once again on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
Good morning. It's 6:09. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by your nationwide insurance agent, Mike Kilgore. Insurance for yourself, your family, and your business. Nationwide is on your side. Call the Kilgore Insurance Group at 776-1900 or stop by their office on Harvey Road. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Here are numbers for you.
Partly to mostly cloudy across the area for today. Temperatures close to 60 degrees this afternoon. Clouds will linger across the area tonight. It'll become breezy. It'll be chilly. Overnight lows 30 to 35. Cloudy, breezy, and cool tomorrow. Only 40 to 45. There could be a stray shower. Partial clearing and breezy tomorrow night will slip all the way back to 25. Sunshines in the forecast Saturday. Highs only 40 to 45. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Aggie women's basketball team gets set to take on Georgia tonight. We'll hear from Coach Gary Blair on the game. Meanwhile, the Raiders have picked their starting quarterback for Saturday's wildcard game against the Texans. And Tiger Woods returns to PGA play. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, a reason to watch golf again on television.
Right?
Tiger back after he didn't suck the last time.
Yeah. Man, I really hope he goes to Phoenix in February.
Oh, you're going to aren't you?
Oh, yeah. That would be cool.
Yeah, that's the place where they get rowdy at the golf tournament.
They get a little rowdy on the 16th green.
Which is, you know, which is really all right.
Like, like Happy Gilmore rowdy?
Yeah.
Nice.
Like, they have a grandstand that holds thousands of people.
And there's alcohol.
And there's alcohol involved. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
It's kind of like when the WWE meets the PGA.
Yeah.
Okay? I mean, people go there to have a good time and not sit quietly.
Yeah. Right.
Which, again, and I don't golf, haven't golfed for years, but, you know, if a guy has to take a, you know, a quarterback has to take a snap and complete a play with screaming going on, or you got to hit a baseball with screaming going
on. Yeah, you can sink a 3-foot putt with screaming going on.
All of that stuff takes concentration.
Yeah, yeah. It's I understand the sanctity of the game. Yeah, that's all right. Just raise a little hell. There's nothing wrong with that. So now, have you already got your tickets for that?
Yes, yes.
Now, how much does it cost to sit in that thing?
Well, so apparently, I think the grandstand, it's like first come, first serve.
Oh, okay.
So you buy a ticket to the day, you can buy, you either had to buy all 4 days. We're not going to be there all 4 days of the tournament. So we bought just two individual days. But then, I mean, people like line up at like 6 a.m.
Oh.
And then it's one of those, they open the gates and people like sprint towards the grandstand. So we're going to have to kind of map it out and see how exactly this is going to work.
All right. Okay. Now, see, have you ever read the story about the Masters and what they have to do there when they open it up to the gallery?
No.
Well,
I'll
have to see where the article is, but you can't run.
Oh, yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
They won't let you run, but you have to walk. You can walk very, very quickly.
Right.
But the other deal is, once you've got your spot and it's marked, you can leave. No one can take your place.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and I'm sure that might kind of happen here, too, because if you think about it, you're on the 16th green. Well, even if a group starts on 10, you're still waiting a couple of hours before the first group comes through.
Thus, the alcohol gets consumed.
Exactly.
Yeah. By the time you get to Sunday afternoon, it's pretty good time.
Yeah, that's
all right. Well, anyway, that will be fun.
I like that approach to enjoying golf.
Sure.
You know?
Well, you wonder, how quiet was the room when that was first put out there?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, what if we let people go ahead and just
heckle the golfers?
Yeah, yell and stuff. And and you're getting this kind of,
there you go.
not what we've been doing in the PGA. That's all right. Doesn't matter. All right, so let me see. Let's start. I don't think this is our first story from Florida for the new year, but this one's pretty good. Woman in Florida arrested after she beat her fiancé with a wooden plank. Yep. They were arguing over her engagement ring.
Wow.
It's not big enough.
I want you to think about that. A 25-year-old woman.
Wow.
Her name is Enrave Bendejo.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Allegedly beat her fiancé with the wood and bit him.
Oh.
Yeah, she told deputies that she and her fiancé had been engaged for about a week. The fiancé told deputies that they'd been arguing all day about the ring.
It's been pure bliss.
So far, good start,
But the problem is, that is the end of the story. I mean, all we know is that they were arguing over the ring. We don't know what
it was about.
Was she angry because it was yellow gold rather than white gold?
No, she probably found out. He probably messed up and said, when I gave it to my last fiance.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, well, we gotta see. I'm going to check into that.
We got to figure this one out.
Are they still engaged?
Well,
what's the story?
I'm not sure.
Info.
Mation.
Well, and, you know, if the box said value pawn on it, that could have been it, too. I mean,
When you saw that little CZ,
Yeah, exactly. It looks almost like a real diamond. All right. Well, anyway.
Zirconium's expensive. This is plastic.
Sure. It sounds like they're on their way to forever together.
Yes.
Yeah. Good luck.
On Wednesday, January 25th, from 7:30 a.m. to 2 o'clock p.m., the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce will hold its annual Economic Outlook Conference presented by Wells Fargo, featuring keynote speaker Glenn Hager, Texas Comptroller. Hi, this is David O'Neill, Chairman of the Board with the Chamber, inviting you to learn about our current and projected economy, plus the overwhelming growth in all parts of our community. Wednesday, January 25th at the Hilton. Call 260-5200 for tickets or visit bcschamber.org. See you there.
Good morning. It's 6:16, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Control Room at your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer for Brian and Avasota WC Tractor. All right, here we go. It's the fifth day of the year. Got 360 of them to go. Today is that the 12th day of Christmas.
Oh.
This is the 12 Lords of Leaping thing, okay?
So, I mean, I thought Christmas would have been the 12th
no,
day.
No.
I guess I didn't know that either.
It starts then.
This is okay.
So tonight is the 12th night, traditionally the date that all the Christmas trees and ornaments and all that stuff should either be thrown out or taken down and packed away for next year.
Oh, I was going to plan on do that anyway.
All right. If you do, you're dead on. If not, then, you know, people, either that or today's the commitment that you'll go till April.
Yeah.
Know,
right.
With the lights up outside or something like
just
that.
Just going
yep,
for
that's
it.
Sure.
Also, if you haven't given somebody your Christmas presents yet, you still got time.
Oh,
today's
yeah,
the
there
day.
You go. You could say, you know, I was waiting until today. So today is Bird Day.
Like just birds in general?
Bird, yeah.
Birds was one of those movies that they still showed to you probably at like too young of an age.
Oh, I got you. Sure. And so as a result, were you scared of big black birds?
Yeah,
for a long
you know,
time?
I was okay. It wasn't that, but it was a disturbing movie to show like an eighth grader.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, you're right because, you know, you think you're safe out there.
It might have been high school.
Well, and especially around here where there's some parking lots where there's just birds.
So true.
Everywhere.
Right around sunset when they start roosting, which is kind of fun. And, you know, out on the Rock Prairie Road, they use a cannon sounding device.
Which that scares me more than the birds.
Yeah, you're right. Well, and, you know, back in the day, and this is, this is now probably 20 years ago, we had a real problem with egrets. Cattle egrets.
Mm. Okay. Yep.
You don't really even see them much anymore, but they were in pasture land. And I don't know, an egret would stand about 3 feet tall, I guess. And the problem is they would find places to roost, and they're big birds, and they make big messes, if you get my drift.
Yeah.
And actually, what had happened is the spokesperson for the city of Bryan at that time actually admitted that they used lethal force.
Ooh.
On the lethal means. And out by the old KC Hall in Bryan, there was a place where they went, and we're talking hundreds and hundreds of these birds and trees.
Oh, wow.
To the point that the trees looked white because there were so many of them. And we really didn't know what we were going to do about it.
Mm-hmm.
But, well, we weren't the infomaniacs yet, but we were your helpful friends on the radio. And at that time, we had this big racetrack called Texas World Speedway.
Yep.
It's still out there. And we suggested that they put our artificial trees out there, and then the birds could just live out there and nobody would be bothered. And we thought that they probably needed to have a mascot, and so we decided we'd call the mascot Splat.
Okay, Splat the egret.
So Splat the egret, as we talked about actual cattle egrets. So that's my bird story.
All right.
That's all I can tell you.
Happy Bird Day.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, in addition to Bird Day, maybe more fun, it's Whipped Cream Day.
Oh.
So
okay.
Go get you a can of that and just drive down the road and
spray
it in your mouth. The Elvis Presley birthday celebration begins in Memphis today. It'll go through the 8th.
All right.
So all things Elvis from now through whenever. And a Sunday, I guess.
Yep.
And, okay, that's it. We got birthdays.
We do got birthdays today for Kristen Cavallari. She
yes,
is 30.
The Hills.
Yeah, she's from the Hills. And also, she's married to Jay Cutler.
Yeah.
From Chicago Bears.
Oh, yeah.
January Jones is 39. She's on Last Man on Earth on Fox. And also, she was in the X-Men prequel.
Now, was she in Mad Men?
Yes, she was. Right? Yeah, she was. Betty Draper.
Okay,
yeah.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Bradley Cooper is 42.
Ooh, one of my faves.
Pretty cool. Marilyn Manson,
He seems approachable.
Right?
Does he seem
yeah.
to be?
I think so. Yeah.
We should be friends, me and Bradley Cooper.
Yeah, well, yeah. something like that.
Go have, you know, have a beer. Yeah.
Seems like a nice guy.
Yeah. All right. I know you were waiting on Marilyn Manson's birthday there,
Scott. Yeah, yeah. Oh, sure.
Yeah, uh-huh. he's 48 today.
Sure, yeah.
Vinny Jones is 52. I remember him from the those Guy Ritchie movies like Snatch and Lock, uh-huh. Stock, and Two
oh,
Smoking Barrels.
Yep.
He's 52 today.
I've seen Snatch.
That's a good movie.
Yeah.
It is. It's good.
Yeah, of course it is.
Yes. Let's see. Pamela Sue Martin is 64
wow. mm-hmm.
from the Nancy Drew mysteries
yeah.
and Dynasty.
Uh-huh.
George Funky Brown of Kool & the Gang.
Oh, yeah.
Love Kool & the Gang.
You bet.
Is 68 today. Ted Lange is 69 from
Lange.
The Love Boat.
Yeah, it's Ted Lange.
Oh, is it Lange?
It is.
I looked
uh-huh.
it up. And,
oh, did they
yeah.
have it Lange?
Yeah, Lange,
fine.
Yeah.
He was a bartender, right?
Yeah.
Isaac the bartender.
Yeah, he was
okay.
Isaac. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Diane Keaton is 71.
Oh, my. Okay.
Charlie Rose, 75
oh, sure.
today.
Mm-hmm.
And Robert Duvall.
Mm. Hey.
He's awesome. He's 86 today.
86?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Got that going on. All right, there. 621.
Brenham National Bank would like for all of you to take advantage of the safety and security of BNB's chip debit cards. If your BNB debit card is not chip enabled, come by one of our lobbies and walk out with your new chip debit card. You get to choose a card image from our wide selection of choices and your own 4-digit PIN. Not a BNB customer? Come by. We'll fix you up. Brenham National Bank. We make banking fun. Member FDIC.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Breitbart now reporting that a brand new Remington Research Group poll conducted December 11th and 12th, it shows that Donald Trump is quickly gaining the support of the American people. Remington's director of research said, quote, America is 5 weeks removed from one of the most negative presidential campaigns in history. Donald Trump has been able to improve his image in a very short span, and if that continues, he will govern with a mandate. 47% of Americans viewed the president-elect favorably. Only 41% view him unfavorably. Poll also showed that people are siding with Trump when it comes to his press coverage. 50% now of Americans believe the media was biased and unfair in their coverage of Trump, and only 39% said the media had been fair. So much for the Armageddon that liberals predicted would occur if Trump got elected.
The Sean Hannity Show, from coast to coast, later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620. WTAW.
So whether traveling or working remotely, we know your PC is your business headquarters. And when work takes you on the go, well, you need a laptop that can keep up. Now, Dell's XPS 13 empowers small business owners to collaborate anywhere with incredible battery life and powerful performance. Reduce downtime by 50% and boost productivity with 4 times faster performance when you refresh to Dell's PCs featuring Intel Core processors. Now explore the XPS 13 at Dell.com/radio. All right, this is a 30-second commercial, and I'm going to throw a lot of numbers at you, but please stay with me. In just 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. Now, this company has been offering great rates and great service for over 75 years, and anytime you need help, you can speak to one of their trained specialists 24/7. The company is Geico. Just go to geico.com today and save 15% or more on car insurance. Sorry for all the numbers. And in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I'm out of time.
Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. The Labor Department is trying to bar Google from doing business with the federal government unless the internet company turns over confidential information about thousands of its employees. The complaint alleges that Google has repeatedly refused to provide information as part of an audit designed to ensure the company isn't discriminating against workers based on gender or race. Google says it has provided data but resists an invasion of employee privacy. Our TVs are getting bigger, better, and cheaper. At the Consumer Electronics Show this week, manufacturers are rolling out a whole series of buzzwords: OLED, 4K, 8K, HDR, QLED, intended to spur excitement and generate sales. Samsung has introduced an ultra-skinny OLED TV that solves the problem of how to get good sound quality by making sound come right out of the screen itself. Crude oil trading at $53.43 a barrel on Wall Street. Futures this morning are little changed. That's Your Money Now.
An economic boom is coming. Don't let your business get left behind. If you need to build, call General Steel today. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. You can still get a 50-foot by 100-foot building for under $39,000. That's right, 5,000 square feet for under $39,000. Don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. 866-957-8335.
In winter, you can practically hear your skin changing. Drying out, flaking, tightening, becoming itchy, irritated, and inflamed. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. With Cortisone 10, winter can just sound fun again. Cortisone 10, feel the heal. Use as directed.
626, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Well, I went and looked up the story that I could find, I mean, out of the Jacksonville newspaper, and they still didn't say what it was about the ring that she didn't like. All they said is that they had answered a call after receiving numerous reports of a man and a woman fighting, and that she was, quote, hitting the man with a 2x4. Ow! Ow!
Yeah!
She's 26. They'd been engaged for about a week. According to the report, the man said that they'd been arguing about the ring he gave her when he proposed and she wanted to break up. And I don't want to be judgmental, but she ain't nothing to look at. You know, I'm just saying. I don't know what he looks like. Anyway, she apparently punched him in the face, too, and bit him on the arm.
Wow.
So it would seem to me she might have some anger issues.
Sounds like it.
Might be something you wouldn't want to get involved with, but I don't know. Love is blind, isn't that what they say?
Right.
Okay. And this guy happens to be bruised, too. All right, here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Going to be sunny today and a high near 60. Winds will be kind of light and variable. We will get down to near freezing tonight, which is something a little bit different. We don't know that we had planned on that, but we will. Friday, not really pleasant. I mean, there may be some sun, but they're saying mostly cloudy, slight chance of showers, high near 40, and winds gusting to 20 miles an hour. So not fun to be outside. 26 will be our low temperature on Friday night. We get sunshine on Saturday, but the high still only about 41 or so, and the winds out of the north at 10. We'll have freezing temperatures again on Saturday night down to about 26. And then we start to warm up gradually, 48 on Sunday, and then next Monday looking at 63. Right now, the winds are out of the east at 3, 80% relative humidity, overcast skies, and we've got 45.
Feel-good stories are always a good idea for the bit of info, but sometimes you just got to laugh at people. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info. Apparently, a guy had a ninja hidden inside him all along, just waiting to be unleashed, because two guys in their 30s in New Jersey, imagine that, got into an argument last month over a missing PlayStation 4 controller. They took it outside, and one of the guys spat in the other one's face. Well, after the spit hit him, apparently the other guy blacked out. And according to the police report, he, quote, began to do kung fu and backflips. None of his sweet ninja moves actually made contact with his friend, though, but he did manage to mess up the guy's fence. Well, that'll show him. Both of them eventually decided not to press charges, so no one was arrested. There's no word on whether they ever found the controller. These two guys definitely seem to have their priorities straight. Oh, come on. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info.
The PSA blood test for prostate cancer was never designed to be a screening test and can actually do more harm than good. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up. If you're stressed out about credit card debt, medical bills, or collection accounts, there is help. For over 20 years, Family Financial Education Foundation, a nonprofit organization, has helped thousands of people get out of debt. And their number one source of new clients is referrals from existing clients. Call now and find out what Family Financial can do for you. Call 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Not available in all states, not a loan company.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Wow. Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Can the radiation from a cell phone cause brain cancer?
The type of radiation emitted by a cell phone is not the type of radiation, ionizing radiation, that damages our cells and causes cancer.
Dr. Richard Besser, chief health and medical editor for ABC News and author of the book, Tell Me the Truth, Doctor.
But there's still a ton of concern about this. And fine, if you're concerned, use a hands-free device. But what really gets me about this is that cell phones are incredibly dangerous. Any moment, there are at least 600,000 people who are texting and driving. That is a formula for an accident.
Most men over the age of 50 are advised by their doctor to get a PSA screening test for prostate cancer. Dr. Besser believes it's a bad idea.
You know, the American Cancer Society recommends we have a conversation about this rather than just ordering the test. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force has reviewed the issue, and they don't recommend a prostate screening test for any man. The current test was never designed as a screening test. It was designed for use in people who already had prostate cancer, and the man who developed the test is bewildered that it has now been transformed into a screening test.
But what could be the harm? It's just a blood test.
It is far more likely to pick up a cancer that would never harm you. It can lead then to a biopsy, which can then lead to treatment. The biopsy and the treatment all have significant side effects.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 45 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. College Station Mayor Carl Mooney is looking into what other university towns are doing to reduce student traffic on city streets.
I'm hoping we'll be able to develop a better relationship with some other universities to see what they're doing, because we've got to get away from just the way it is. We've got to see what we can do to make us better.
Mooney on WTAW's The Infomaniac says he is interested in exploring light rail, something that is done at Colorado State University.
Those of us who have been around here for a while know of, or actually some of our very older residents know of, the trolley system.
Sure.
And I recall when I got here in the 80s, I could still see the tracks at certain spots, at certain intersections that went up to downtown Bryan. And just imagine a light rail system that would go from downtown Bryan, say, down to William Fitch.
The research comes as College Station joined Bryan, among other cities in Texas, in beginning a roadway maintenance fee that is added to utility bills. A Bryan man's 36th arrest since 1987 followed gunfire outside his West Side home, and it's good news for neighbors living in the area of West 28th and Graham.
According to the arrest report, two witnesses told officers most of the neighborhood's afraid of 46-year-old Gary Stewart. One neighbor says that's because Stewart often gets drunk, walks around, and threatens people with his pistol or fires it in the air. A second neighbor thanked officers for the arrest. A third person who contacted 911 dispatcher said they did not want police contact, presumably out of fear of retaliation. Stewart, who denied having a gun or firing it, was arrested for public intoxication, unlawful possession of a weapon by a felon, throwing his gun over a neighbor's fence, and evading arrest with prior convictions. The arrest report also noted Stewart was out on parole for another 7.5 years. That's after he was released from prison last September following felony convictions for stalking and drugs. Bryan police responded to another report of gunfire at a fourplex off Wilburn Road behind Westgate Center. Witness reported seeing the suspect kick in a neighbor's door and heard a gunshot. The occupant living where the door was kicked in declined to press charges. Police obtained a search warrant and found in that unit an undisclosed amount of narcotics and an undisclosed number of firearms. No arrests were made following the search. The person accused of kicking in the door, 19-year-old Dequandas Blue of Bryan, was arrested after a foot chase for evading arrest of prior convictions. It's Blue's sixth arrest since last April. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Four employees and a customer of a North Bryan convenience store were not hurt during an armed robbery early Tuesday morning. Police report a white man who fired no shots left with an undisclosed amount of money from the Tedco store on Highway 21 at the freeway. Last August, Macy's announced closing 100 of its 730 stores as part of restructuring. Yesterday, the department store chain announced 65 locations are closing. The Post Oak Mall store is not among the eight in Texas that will close by the middle of the year. The list includes two locations in Houston, West Oaks Mall and Greens Point, along with stores in Pasadena, Beaumont, Tyler, Dallas, Plano, and El Paso. Macy's estimates more than 6,000 employees are losing their jobs. A state law rolled out in September seems to be having a positive effect on child support payments.
The law lets the State Department of Motor Vehicles deny car registration renewals to anyone who's behind on child support payments. Janice Roth with the State Attorney General's Office says the law is having the desired effect.
We have heard from 700 parents. 700 parents have made payments. They've paid $162,000 to their children because of this new law.
Rolf says parents are notified 3 months in advance that they won't be able to renew their vehicle registration unless they make the back due child support payments. John Mark Dempsey, TSN News.
For the second time, Bryan Broadcasting Vice President and General Manager Ben Downs is serving as chairman of the Texas Association of Broadcasters. It's the first time someone has served twice in that position since the organization was founded in 1953. The timing comes as there are new challenges that face at the FCC and Texas legislature.
There are new people at the FCC, and these are people who will actually take our phone calls, and that's unusual for the Federal Communications Commission, but they are people who will listen to broadcasters and listen to our concerns. At the state level, it's a legislative year, and we're going to have a chance to meet with our legislators very soon. Of course, here on WTAW, we have them on the air, and we visit with them all the time. But it is it does make for a very busy term of office.
TAB President Oscar Rodriguez says Downs will be leading a 40-member board that represents the interests of the state's more than 1,200 over-the-air radio and television stations.
His leadership at the local community, his dedication to the organization over a long period of time, and his very active legislative advocacy in Austin and in D.C., and all of his experience just makes him ideally suited. I'm guessing if he ever wanted a third go-around, Texas broadcasters would happily give it to him.
Downs previously chaired the TAB board in 2003. WTAW news time is 6:37. It's 45 degrees. Our text line is open, 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Oh man, Steve, what happened to you?
You're not going to believe this. I was cruising here in my new Camry, sunroof open, listening to Pandora, following the nav's predictive traffic for the fastest route. That's when I saw smoke coming from the pet store. I hit those paddle shifters, called 911 on the Bluetooth, and sped right up to the building. Now, it was rescue time. I ran through the flames and the smoke and pulled out 10 kittens, an iguana, 17 goldfish, a family of hedgehogs, a goat, and a 150-year-old tortoise. The owner gave me this pet ferret as a reward. His name is Senor Bendito.
Wait, you got a new Camry?
The 2017 Camry, with sporty looks and the latest tech. It'll surprise a few people. Head to your local Toyota dealer today for great deals on the 2017 Camry. It has all kinds of amazing features. Everything from push-button start to paddle shifters to navigation with predictive traffic. All of which makes every drive that much more exciting. Toyota, let's go places. See packages and options at toyota.com for feature availability.
Hi,
Hi, this is Debbie with Bottom Line Bookkeeping. 2017 is a different kind of year. The IRS is making decisions for you. If you are getting a tax credit, refunds won't be dispersed until February 15th. The IRS will not accept tax returns until January 23rd, even if you mail it. Come see us at Bottom Line Bookkeeping. We have options for you. Call us at 691-2345 or drop by. And thanks again for voting us best of the Brazos for the last 13 years. Bottom Line Bookkeeping, 691-2345. You are more than just a number to us.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Schulte Roofing, Prosperity Bank, Atkinson Toyota, Hargrove Insurance, and Cherry Rufino Realtors.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. Here you are.
More clouds and sunshine today. Temperatures should be able to get up to about 60 degrees this afternoon. We'll keep quite a bit of cloudiness around tonight. It'll become breezy, lows 30 to 35. Cloudy and breezy tomorrow with a chance for a shower. It's going to be a cool day. Highs tomorrow 40 to 45. Tomorrow night, partial clearing, breezy and cold, lows near 25. We'll have sunshine Saturday, highs on Saturday between 40 and 45. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Coach Gary Blair gives us his take on the Aggie women's basketball team's game tonight as they get set to take on Georgia on the road. Meanwhile, in college football, new Texas coach Tom Herman has hired a new offensive coordinator, and the Dallas Stars fell to the Montreal Canadiens out on the ice. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you are. We'll talk to Congressman Flores in about an hour, usually on Wednesdays, but it's Thursday of this week. Yesterday, the lame duck president went up to Capitol Hill, tried to get Democrats to fight the Republican efforts to repeal the Affordable Care Act.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about that. Little Chucky Schumer, he's the Senate Minority Leader.
Yep.
New York also rolled out a new slogan, Make America Sick Again.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Make America Sick Again.
Ridiculous.
Okay, that's fine. Anyhow, I think they're going to, you know, step it in over a few years is the plan, but they want to get that plan in motion. And anyway, the congressman will give us some more details on that. We'll ask him also about that whole ethics thing that they backed down on, which is interesting because there was a kind of a get-together yesterday at the University of Chicago where there was a panel that included the incoming press secretary, Sean Spicer, and he basically said what most everybody knows now is that P.E. Trump's tweets drive the news cycle. He told former Obama White House advisor David Axelrod, it's because that's what's going to drive the news. Whatever he tweets mm-hmm. is going to drive the news. And he cited Trump's influence. I mean, he criticized the House Republicans on Tuesday about that move in the ethics panel, and immediately it gets withdrawn.
Right.
So that proves that it does carry some weight. So with that in mind,
Trump tweets.
So what's P.E. Trump got for us?
Anything all right, so there? I had never heard of this person. Her name's Jackie Evancho.
Okay.
She's a singer.
Yeah.
And she has agreed to perform at the inauguration. And he tweeted yesterday, Jackie Evancho's album sales have skyrocketed after announcing her inauguration performance. Some people just don't understand the movement.
Oh, okay, really?
And then this most recent one is a three-parter, which he does run into trouble sometimes with that 140 count.
Sure.
But this one came just 45 minutes ago. The Democrats, led by head clown Chuck Schumer, know how bad Obamacare is and what a mess they are in. Instead of working to fix it, they do the typical political thing and blame. The fact is Obamacare was a lie from the beginning. Quote, keep your doctor, keep your plan. It is time for Republicans and Democrats to get together and come up with a health care plan that really works, much less expensive and far better.
Wow. Now, you bring is that it?
That is it. That is it. That's what we've got.
But you do. You bring up a good point, and that is that it
you know, the 104, what is it, 144 characters? What is
it? Yes, you get 140 characters. Okay. Where they've made some adjustments to where you can, you know, put pictures and stuff. They don't take up as much room. But
one of the things that drives this is that it's 140 characters.
Yes.
He gets in there, he gets it done.
Yes. I mean, that's a great point. Yeah, mm-hmm.
And if he starts going too long, then people are going to blow him off. And they're not going to want that to be going on. So hopefully he will remember that. And
I just love head clown.
I do. Very
now,
good.
What he does do is he'll put like knowing he can't fit it all in one tweet.
Okay.
He'll put, you know, dot, dot, dot.
Okay.
And it takes him a couple minutes. So I wonder if anyone, you know, people are watching kind of, ooh, what's the next one?
Well, then, yeah, sure.
Breath. So, yeah.
I like that. The idea that people are waiting on it. Now, the Wall Street Journal reports today that President P.E. Trump planning to restructure at least two of the nation's top intelligence agencies, CIA and the Office of Director of National Intelligence. Why? A source tells the Journal, the view from the Trump team is that the intelligence world is becoming completely politicized. They all need to be slimmed down. The focus will be on restructuring agencies and how they interact. Part of that restructuring would reportedly cut CIA staffing at its Virginia headquarters and assigning more people to field posts. Reports also emerged yesterday that former Indiana governor, former GOP senator Dan Coats is under consideration to be the director of national intelligence. So we'll see. Maybe you wanting to change that. But really, in news that you care about, Omarosa. Remember her from The Apprentice when she got fired? Well, she is now an official with the incoming White House, and she led a listening session with black leaders on behalf of P.E. Trump yesterday. Participants included leaders from the NAACP, churches, and education sectors. The former Apprentice contestant was joined by other members of P.E. Trump's transition team.
Hmm.
I'm just thinking, if you're a leader of the NAACP or you're an education leader, you really probably never thought you'd be sitting across the table from Omarosa and having to say things to impress her. So as we blur the lines once again between politics and entertainment. Well, politics and entertainment really kind of is the same.
Well, and I know we talked about the other day Arnold Schwarzenegger's, you know, what he says apparently he's picking out, but there's also other ones because two people got eliminated that day.
Oh.
And so the other one was Hasta La Vista, Baby.
Yeah, that was Carney Wilson. I read about that, but I couldn't find the clip.
Okay, I was listening to one of our sister stations, and they played it. So apparently he's pulling out all of them.
Well, he's trying to make himself relevant again, right?
Yeah. I guess.
He says, this is my last chance to do anything other than video game spots, and so that's where I'm going. All right, there we go, 647.
If your New Year's resolution is to save money, get to Atkinson Toyota's Repound Show Sale. It's the first big money-saving event of 2017, and you don't want to miss it. Thursday through Saturday only, shop Atkinson's complete inventory of over 160 trade-ins, auction cars, lease terminations, and repos, all tagged with huge New Year discounts. Pay just $27 down, payments just $89 a month, and clearly posted on every windshield.
Stock number 170-2908, 2006 Toyota Corolla, selling price $5,388, 72 West and 2.9% APR, $27 down, plus tax, title, and license, with approved credit.
Repo Joe here, and this is the can't-miss event of the year. Every used car is a bargain. You'll save more money than you ever thought possible on a used car. We've even posted all payments on the windshield. $27 down delivers with payments from $89 a month. Starts the new year saving money at Atkinson Toyota's Repo Joe Sale. Visit RepoJoe.com to find your bargain. This event absolutely ends Saturday. Rush to Atkinson Toyota in Bryant and Madisonville this weekend. Subject to prior sale.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Shade trees start out as little saplings, and if they're tended and nurtured, they grow into fine long-term assets. To help with your game odds, we're going to go back to the beginning. We're going to compare it to a football game and how you would choose your strategies of landscaping for longevity right after this important message. Get ready for gardening season 2017 with Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Order by calling my office during the weekdays, 800-752-GROW, or order it at neilsperry.com. This is the book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities, from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. I self-published this book. It was printed in San Antonio. It's hardback. It's on the best paper available. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. Not on Amazon, not in stores. If you go there, you'll find the old book from 1991. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Every book goes out signed. It's only $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order by calling during the week, 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769, or at neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com. So you're standing in the nursery about to draft your very first player, and you say to yourself, I'm new to this game. Do I want a speed burner that's likely to give me 6 or 8 really good years? Or do I want to choose for longevity a stalwart performer who can be the rock of my team for a decade, for 2 decades, in the case of trees, a couple of centuries? That's not a bad plan. And you settle on things like live oaks, Schumard red oaks, chinkapin oaks, or burr oaks, pecans, cedar elms, or Chinese pistachios. For most of Texas, those 7 trees will be a really good framework for landscape planning. You work your way through the rest of the team, the second and third shade trees, your large accenting shrubs, the smaller shrubs and screens, vines and ground covers, and finally annuals and perennials. And every time that you're called on to make a choice, you ask the nurseryman, is this going to be my very best plant for the place I'm planting it? Those nurserymen, hopefully Texas certified nursery professionals, are your scouts. They've seen all the players and they know all their strengths and weaknesses. You follow their guidance. You let them own a part of your decision, and that further improves your odds of landscaping success. You become the trainer of the team. You have to know enough physiology, enough biology to keep things going and growing. After all, if you want maximum performance out of your landscaping team, you'll need to know how they operate, feed them at the appropriate times, and make sure they're always adequately hydrated. If an illness moves in, step quickly to solve it. You need to learn what your plant players look like when they're healthy, and you need to watch closely for any slight variances. Changes can be subtle, but they can be indicators of problems to follow. Great landscapes, like winning football teams, are works in progress. They're never finished. There's always a star that's about to retire. In the gardening world, we compost our fallen stars, and there's always a new award winner awaiting his chance to perform. Since you're also the owner, general manager, and head coach of your team, you pay attention to all types of details. When something works well, you figure ways to use it more often, and when something falls flat, you move on to a new game plan. And every once in a while, you decide to make wholesale substitutions. In football, it's called rebuilding the team. In gardening, it's called remodeling the landscape. In both, it's a tough decision that occasionally has to be made, but you usually feel better for having made it. Great landscapes don't develop overnight. They begin with a plan. They're implemented with a dedication to quality and performance. I'm Neil Sperry, and beauties to warm the soul of your wintertime in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Well, I listened to Neil going all football on us today.
Right?
Of course, he's an Ohio State Buckeye, so he probably thought that by now they'd be in the national championship, and this would be a really good way to do that. But now, Neil in football. Hey, all right. It's the Infomaniacs. It's 6:52. We're in the WC Tractor Control Room, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota.
Good morning. I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's now 6:53. Well, in A&M women's basketball, the Aggies look for their 4th straight win and to improve to 2-0 in SEC play as they head to Stegman Coliseum to take on Georgia tonight. Here's Coach Gary Blair on the upcoming game.
We got beat there the last time we played, if I'm not mistaken. And we went in with a very good ball club that year, and I think that was Andy Landers last year. The talent-wise, both teams are pretty much equal. Yes, they've lost 6 games. They've played a pretty good schedule. But at the same time, they're extremely young. The challenge is both of us lost more key players than any other team in the SEC. So both of us are going through the inexperience. Sometimes we might have older kids, but then they're inexperienced in producing.
The Aggies rallied from a 13-point deficit to defeat Vanderbilt 77-72 in their SEC opener. Georgia is 8-6 on the season, dropping their SEC opener 63-45 at Missouri. After this game, the Aggies head to number 24 Kentucky on Sunday at 1 p.m. Tonight's game's at 6 p.m. with pregame for both beginning 15 minutes before tip-off, and you can catch all the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7. FM. Elsewhere in college basketball, Manu LeCompte made a short high-arching jumper over a defender with 8 seconds left, and Baylor remained undefeated with a 65-63 victory over Iowa State in the Bears' Big 12 home opener last night. In college football, the new coach for Texas, Tom Herman, has hired former Ohio State offensive coordinator Tim Beck for the same position with the Longhorns. Hiring Beck fills one of the last major spots on Herman's staff as he tries to turn a program after 3 consecutive losing seasons under Charlie Strong. The Longhorns haven't played in a bowl since the 2014 season. Meanwhile, in Waco, former Oregon offensive coordinator Matt Lubbock is among 5 new hires announced Wednesday by new Baylor coach Matt Rhule. Elsewhere in college football, according to Nick Saban, Alabama's transition at offensive coordinator from Lane Kiffin to Steve Sarkisian is going smoothly as the team prepares to face Clemson in the college football national championship Monday. Sarkisian has led 2 practices since assuming coordinator duties after Saban and Kiffin mutually agreed to part ways following the Crimson Tide's 24-7 win against Washington in the CFP semifinal at the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl last Saturday. In the NFL, the Raiders have announced that rookie Connor Cook will be their starting quarterback for Saturday's AFC wildcard game at Houston. Cook was inactive for the first 15 games and made his NFL debut on Sunday after Matt McGloin suffered a left shoulder injury in a 24-6 loss at Denver. He had 2 turnovers against the Broncos, but was 14 of 21 for 150 yards, including a 32-yard touchdown pass to Amari Cooper. Meanwhile, the Dallas Cowboys have signed guard Jonathan Cooper, hoping the top 10 pick from 2013 can provide depth in the playoffs on the injury-plagued left side of the line. Lyle Collins has been out since week 3 with a torn ligament in his right big toe, but could be pulled off injured reserve for the divisional playoff January 15th. The Cowboys are the number 1 seed in the NFC and have a first-round bye. Out on the ice, Max Pacioretty's 2nd goal of the game on a breakaway 19 seconds into overtime lifted the Montreal Canadiens to a 4-3 victory over the Dallas Stars last night. Pacioretty took a pass from Jeff Petrie and skated in on Stars goalie Kari Lehtinen for the win. And in San Diego, Farmers Insurance Open officials say Tiger Woods is committed to playing in the event at Torrey Pines later this month. It'll be his first official PGA Tour event since he tied for 10th at the Wyndham Championship in August 2015. He's won 8 times at Torrey Pines, including his last major victory in the 2008 U.S. Open. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Schulte Roofing, Prosperity Bank, Atkinson Toyota, Hargrove Insurance, and Cherry Rufino Realtors.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Only days remain. David Gardner's Jewelers Total Jewelry Liquidation in College Station ends January 8th. Now, save up to 70% and more during the most spectacular sale in David Gardner's 33-year history.
This massive total multi-million dollar collection of fine jewelry, diamonds, and more must be sold now, all at sacrifice liquidation prices.
This is your last chance to save. These once-in-a-lifetime incredible prices will end on January 8th. Take advantage of these final reduction sacrifice prices until the inventory is sold.
Only days remain. David Gardner's Jewelers Total Jewelry Liquidation in College Station ends January 8th. Don't miss this enormous store-wide total jewelry liquidation event taking place exclusively at David Gardner's Jewelers, 911 University Drive East, College Station.
Certain exclusions apply.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hilco. Hilco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel, and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hilco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hilco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6 to see all their color and profile options. Or call 936-825-0500.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hilcosupply.com.
About a minute till News Talk 1620, WTAW, the Infomaniacs in the WC Tractor Control Room, your local award-winning Kubota New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Get this, the first reprint of Adolf Hitler's Mein Kampf since World War II is a bestseller in Germany.
Really?
That's a little disquieting.
Yeah, it is.
I thought they'd already done that and decided they weren't going to do it again.
Yeah. Right?
We'll keep you
Sometimes
posted.
Sometimes people are just curious.
Well, that may well be. Buy one copy and pass it around.
You know, learn your history. You're doomed to repeat it.
That's right. All right, let's have a look at the weather. It's going to be a little bit chillier today than we thought it was going to be. We thought we'd get away from the freezing temperatures, but looks like it's going to freeze tonight. Right now, we got a little bit of fog and mist out there. High today will be 60, 32 tonight. Tomorrow, not nice, 40, and high winds out of the north. 45 right now. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.